Reverend Sullivan can drive me. I need some time to think. You're sure you don't want to talk? I'm sure. I'll call you later, okay? If that's what you really want. Wendy paused, then added, with a note of venom that penetrated even through the oak door. Robert's a jerk, you know. I might as well tell you I've always thought he was. Nina didn't answer. She sat at the dressing table, her head in her hands, wanting to cry, but unable to squeeze out a single tear. She heard Wendy's footsteps fade away, then heard only the silence of the empty church. Still, no tears would come. She couldn't think about Robert right now. Instead, her mind seemed to focus stubbornly on the practical aspects of a canceled wedding. The catered reception and all that uneaten food. The gifts she had to return. The non-refundable airline tickets to St. John Island. Maybe she should go on that honeymoon anyway and forget Dr. Robert Bledsoe. She'd go by herself. Just her and her bikini. Out of this whole heartbreaking affair, at least she'd come out with a tan.